All right, next up is conditional use 2309, Rock Switch Properties LLC.
Thank you. This is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a real estate office to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Broad Keel 100, Sussex County, containing 1.38 acres more or less. The property is lying on the north side of Coastal Highway, which is Route 1, approximately 0.14 miles southeast of Deep Branch Road, which is Sussex County Route 234. The 91 address is 12537 Coastal Highway, Milton, and the tax parcel ID is District 235, Map 8, Parcel 62.00. Submitted into the record, Madam Chair, we have a copy of the staff analysis, a copy of the applicant's conceptual site plan, a copy of the applicant's exhibits, a copy of the DLDOT service level evaluation response. We have a letter from the Sussex County Engineering Department, Utility Planning Division, and I would note that we have zero comments. Thank you.
Thank you. Is there anyone here representing this application?
Good evening. I just wanted to confirm too, I may have missed previously, so CU 2306 is no longer on the agenda?
No.
Correct. 2306 is not on the agenda.
Okay. Okay, good evening.
Were you here to represent that one too?
No, I'm here for this application. I wanted to be sure nothing was missed before I proceeded. Yes, I was just double checking.
They withdrew today.
Thank you.
And that was good of you to check, yes, we appreciate it.
Thank you. All right, well, I'll proceed. Good evening, my name's Mackenzie P. I'm an attorney with the law firm of Baird Mandalas Brockstead, now Baird Mandalas Brockstead, Federico, and Cardeo. I am here on behalf of the applicant, Rock Switch Properties LLC. Representatives of Rock Switch are here this evening with me, Mr. Richard Reed and Mrs. Karen Reed. Rock Switch Properties submitted a conditional use application on August 13, 2021 to pursue a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district to operate a small office space for its real estate service, property management, and construction business out of an existing single-family dwelling located on the property. The subject property is located at 12537 Coastal Highway in Milton, Delaware, and on the north side of Coastal Highway, Route 1, southeast of Deep Branch Road, Sussex County Road 234, and further identified as tax map parcel number 235-862. Adjacent properties are zoned AR1 and GR, with properties across the street zoned C1. The properties across the highway on Route 1 southbound include the Valero gas station and auto repair shop, to name a few uses. Is there any way that I could get the aerial map? Thank you. So the uses that I was just describing are across the way. And this is our site here. As you can see, there is the existing single-family dwelling where the use is proposed, and then this existing buffer, I'll address it later, but that'll remain intact. So in its initial submission, Rock Switch submitted exhibits A through E with its application. Exhibit A detailed the property and deed information confirming that Rock Switch is the record owner of the property, providing a legal description for the property as well in the deed included in that exhibit at deed book 3830, page 243. DLDOT's response to the service level evaluation report was also submitted. The response states in part that DLDOT considers the development's traffic impact to be diminutive. In its submission of the service level evaluation request form to DLDOT, the applicant noted that it anticipates about 3 traffic trips to the site per day, including staff and customers. Exhibit B includes a survey of the property and a proposed site plan. The site plan demonstrates that the property, as previously stated, is 1.3802 acres, more or less, served by septic and private well, and that no wetlands are on the site. And it also shows the existing one-story dwelling, an entrance off of Coastal Highway, and 6 proposed parking spaces to include 1 handicap parking space. Exhibit C includes a copy of Section 115-22 of the code regulating conditional uses in this district. Exhibit D includes a number of aerial maps showing the existing site conditions and surrounding uses just described, the AR1 zoning district overlay, the future land use overlay identifying the property as a low density area, and finally an overlay of nearby conditional uses. And finally, Exhibit E details some land use history about this property's former use. So we, in speaking with the department, found resolution that had actually been dated back from 1980 that actually granted a previous conditional use on the site. I'm not sure if it ever operated, but it was granted on the site historically for a marine sales type business. So as I stated, the future land use map indicates that the property is located in a low density area. All properties in the immediate vicinity of the site are also low density, and as the commissioners know, all properties that are designated low density areas are also zoned AR1. So the comprehensive plan provides guidelines that should apply to future growth in low density areas. Those guidelines provide that business development should be related to agricultural and residential uses, and that also focus on retail and off, and it also focuses on retail and office uses, and states that they should provide goods and services to nearby residents. The proposed use will provide needed services to current and future residents, and specifically construction-related and real estate-related services. This proposed use will provide, as I stated, services to current and future homeowners interested also in renovating or constructing a home. The comprehensive plan guidelines also state that any commercial use in a low-density area should be limited in location, size, and hours of operation, and I will address the proposed conditions of approval submitted into the record later that discuss some of those points. Or that set conditions, I should say, proposed conditions on some of those elements. The proposed use is a business use that is permitted as a conditional use in AR1 when the purposes of the zoning chapter are more fully met by issuing the conditional use permit. Section 115-171 of the code details the purpose of Article 24 on conditional uses and states that it's to provide for certain uses which cannot be well adjusted to their environment in particular locations, with full protection offered to surrounding properties by rigid application of the district regulations. These uses are generally of public or semi-public character and are essential and desirable for the general convenience and welfare. But because of the nature of the use, the importance of the relationship to the comprehensive plan and possible impact not only on neighboring properties but also on a large section of the county, require the exercise of planning judgment on location and site plan. This particular use is of semi-public character and will provide needed services to present and future Sussex County residents. The use is compatible with surrounding uses and is less intensive than some uses that exist across the street, as I stated, a gas station and auto repair store. The use will operate entirely out of the existing residential structure with parking provided on site, as stated, and the use is not anticipated to adversely impact any neighboring properties, as the site has a significant existing vegetative buffer that will screen the proposed use from neighboring properties. In closing, I will draw the Commission's attention to the applicant's July 11th, 2022 supplemental submission, proffering proposed conditions of approval for its requested conditional use. And briefly, those conditions propose conditions that the property be used for office space for a real estate service, property management, and construction business, that the use will occur within existing structure that will be renovated by the applicant, and those renovations will be largely cosmetic, and then adding an area for parking. That the hours of operation will be between 7 a.m. and 5 p.m. Monday through Saturday with no Sunday hours. That all dumpsters or trash receptacles will be located to the rear of the property and screened from view of neighboring properties and roadways. That the applicant intends to place a sign in conformity with the zoning code. That all designated parking areas will be shown on the final site plan, and that final site plan will also be subject to your review and approval. The applicant respectfully requests the Commission's recommendation of approval for the office space for Rock Switch. For Rock Switch Properties LLC's real estate service, property management, and construction business. I'll end my presentation there and answer any questions you may have.
Okay, we'll see if anybody has any.
Thank you.
I'm just curious, you know, do you think somebody's really going to make a business out of real estate and construction in this area? Anyway, Mr. Hopkins, do you have any questions?
So you probably already answered this, but are you looking to build additional buildings?
Nope, the entire use will operate out of the existing structure, just minor internal renovations, converting sure. existing bedrooms to office space, et cetera.
Mm-hmm. And keeping all the trees?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you mean you're pretty...
And they're proposed on the site plan as well.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Did you discuss sign? Did you almost sign?
They do, yes. The applicant would like a sign in conformity with the zoning code requirements.
Lit?
Yes.
I mean, you're on the highway, but I'm still going to ask the question. Number of employees?
1 to 2 at most.
And you talked about the traffic coming and going, I think.
Minimal. They anticipate, yeah, 3 trips per day.
That's all the questions I have. Thanks.
Okay. Mr. Mears?
Just for the record, the site plan does indicate a few trees will be removed for the parking area. Property management and construction, does that mean those employees will be there?
No, it does not. It's just the 1 to 2 employees that I stated on site.
No materials, no work trucks?
Nope.
Just administration?
Completely for office purposes only.
That's all I had.
Ms. Wingate?
That was my question. I have none. Thank you.
I don't have any. Mr. Robertson?
Just sort of a point of clarification, so that we know what we're acting on, because of the way it was introduced, it was a real estate office, which makes you think of a real estate broker and agency. I went back and looked, the way the application was submitted, it was real estate service business, you know, which I think is a broader sort of use. So I just want to make that clear, and you know, whenever, if you're inclined to act favorably upon it, I think it should make sure that it says it's more than just a real estate office.
I would like to comment on that, too. We talked with the department about that, as well as in conversation as well with two of my partners, Heidi Gilmore and Glenn Mandalas, that had also worked on this file.
Yeah. No, I think we're good. It's just one of those things, we just make sure we connect the dots when it.
Thank you.
Assuming you guys are going to act favorably on it, but yeah.
Mr. Whitehouse?
Actually, I do have one, if I may, Madam Chair. It's just a question on, because Coastal Highway is in the corridor capacity preservation program with DLDOT, it's just more of a general question, has this been discussed yet with DLDOT? We don't have them on the line to ask, so.
I believe that there have been preliminary discussions between John Roach, the engineer, and DLDOT. Nothing substantial, but I believe there's been some initial conversation, and it's expected that they can use the existing entrance pretty much as is, because the anticipated trips to site are so minimal, et cetera.
Okay, thank you. Thank you.
So, and you wouldn't want any customer traffic, then? This is not proposed for that?
No, three trips per day is actually inclusive of the employee coming to the site, and then, yeah, potential customers, too.
Put it all on the record. Staff, do you have any questions? All right, well, let's see if anybody else has anything to say about your application. All right, is there anyone here who would like to speak in favor of conditional use 2309 Rock Switch Properties LLC? Is there anyone here who would like to speak in opposition to conditional use 2309 Rock Switch Properties LLC? Operator, is there anyone on the phone who would like to speak in favor of or in opposition to this application? Give him 30 seconds. Thank you. All right, anybody else? Any other questions? All right, then I will close this public hearing, and you are invited to stay with us, or you can call the office in the morning.